Are you doing this just to make me angry? You can make me angry without all this. Now let her alone. All she wants is to retire. It's like torturing a dumb animal.
I am a very attractive woman,
Miss Trixie mumbled in her sleep.
Listen to that,
Mrs. Levy cried happily.
And you want to throw her out in the snow? I'm just getting through to her. She's like a symbol of everything you haven't done.
Suddenly, Miss Trixie leaped up, snarling.
Where's my eye shade?
This is going to be good, Mr. Levy said. Wait till she sinks those $500 teeth in you.
Who took my eye shade?
Miss Trixie demanded fiercely.
Where am I? Take your hands off me!
Darling, Mrs. Levy began, but Miss Trixie had fallen asleep on her side, her creamed face smearing the couch.
Look, fairy godmother, how much have you spent on this little game already? I'm not paying to have that couch recovered.
That's right. Spend all your money on the horses. Let this human flounder.
You'd better take those teeth out of her mouth before she bites off her tongue. Then she'll really be stuck.
Speaking of tongue, you should have heard all that she told me about Gloria this morning.
Mrs. Levy made a gesture that indicated acceptance of injustice and tragedy.
Gloria was the soul of kindness, the first person in years who took an interest in Miss Trixie. Then, out of the blue, you walk in and kick Gloria out of her life. I think it's given her a very bad trauma. The girls would love to know about Gloria. They'd ask you some questions, believe me.
I bet they would. You know, I think you're really going out of your mind. There is no Gloria. If you keep on talking to your little protege there, she's going to take you with her right into the Twilight Zone. When Susan and Sandra come home for Easter, they'll find you bouncing on that board with a paper bag full of rags in your arms.
Oh, I see. Mere guilt about this Gloria incident. Fighting, resentment. It's all going to end very badly, Gus. Please skip one of your tournaments and go see Lenny's doctor. The man works miracles, believe me.
Then ask him to take Levy pants off our hands. I talked to 3 realtors this week. Every one of them said it was the most unsaleable property they'd ever seen.
Gus, did I hear correctly? Did I hear you say something about selling your heritage?
Mrs. Levy screamed.
Quiet, Miss Trixie snarled. I'll get you people. Wait and see. You'll get it. I'll get even.
Oh, shut up,
Mrs. Levy shouted at her and pressed her back to the couch, where she promptly dozed off.
Well, one guy, Mr. Levy continued calmly, this very aggressive-looking agent gave me some hope. Like all the others, he said, nobody wants a clothing factory today. The market's dead. Your place is outmoded. Thousands for repairs and modernization.